Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at The Film Punch. If for whatever reason you can't find me over there, you can also head over to my Instagram page, which is also at The Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. Not only can you get the video version of what I talk about over here on the podcast over on the YouTube channel, but you can also get it earlier, so I highly recommend going over there and subscribing. Not only for those reasons, but also this podcast will be ending on episode 200, which will be coming out on February 8th, very, very soon, you know, within the next handful of days or so. So all the content will be over there going forward. But yeah, as for this episode today, I am doing a ranking, which is something I don't do very often. But of course, we got the announcement from James Gunn of a bunch of the new DCU movies and TV shows that will be coming out. So, of course, I want to rank them by excitement. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things that I'm looking forward to. Some that I don't know much about, but, you know, I'm not looking forward to, I guess. Just need more information. Characters I don't know much about. You know, just not quite sure about it. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to be talking about for this episode. And at the end of the episode, I will be talking about the next three episodes of the podcast and what those will look like, because, of course, the next three episodes will be the last three episodes. So stay tuned for that if you want to listen, but if not, I understand. Let's not waste any more time. Let's thank the sponsor and get into, I was about to say the review, but the ranking.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Alright, so the other day James Gunn just announced 10 new projects for his DCU, so today I'm going to rank them by excitement. I'll start off by saying this, if you have not watched that announcement video, I will link it in the description below. I'd recommend going and watching that first before watching this ranking. Let's not waste any time getting into it. Starting with number 10, I have a movie called The Authority. And the only reason I have any anticipation for this movie whatsoever is that James Gunn said that it was a passion project for him, so that alone has me excited. But as for the characters, I know nothing about them, so I have the least amount of connection, which means the least amount of excitement. Coming in at 9, I have Paradise Lost, which will be a series about Themyscira, or Paradise Island, in the style of Game of Thrones, which with that description right there sounds very cool to me, but it also sounds like Wonder Woman will not be included in the show, so it kind of sounds like a Wonder Woman show without Wonder Woman, which doesn't sound the most appealing to me. Coming in at number 8, we have a movie called Swamp Thing, which is a character I don't know much about. I didn't watch the TV series that came out about him, but having a horror movie in the DCU will be awesome, so I'm very much excited for that. Coming in at number 7, I have what I think is a TV show called Waller, and I'm mostly excited for this show, not only to see Viola Davis come back as Amanda Waller, of course, but the potential of seeing John Cena come back as Peacemaker, and also the potential of seeing another Suicide Squad in this DC universe. At number 6, I have Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Not super connected to the character of Supergirl, but the fact that we're going to get a Supergirl movie on the big screen is so awesome to me, and the story that they're basing this off of sounds very interesting and one that I kind of want to read in preparation for the film. Plus, it seems like we might get Krypto the Superdog, which for that alone is worth having it a little bit lower on the list. But now heading into my top 5, these are my top 5 most anticipated shows and movies of the DCU, and it goes as follows. At number 5, I have a show called Booster Gold, and Booster Gold is a character I really don't know that much about, aside from the fact that he is a very arrogant and very funny character, so whoever they cast has to have a lot of charisma for sure, but I know that this is a character a lot of comic fans have been waiting for a long time. So for all those reasons, that is why it has to come in at number 5. At number 4, you guys might be a little surprised this isn't lower down, a little bit closer to number 1, but as the film Superman Legacy. Now, I love Superman, I love his character, I think he's great. Man of Steel is one of my favorite DC movies of all time, but when it comes down to who they're going to cast as Superman, That's the thing that holds me back more than anything. There's been a lot of rumors that it's going to be Jacob Elordi from the Kissing Booth movies, as well as Euphoria. And I just don't know how big of a fan I am of that casting choice, if that casting choice is who they're going with. But aside from that, I have immense faith in James Gunn that he's going to bring us a great Superman movie. Coming in at number three, I have a show that a lot of people will be surprised is this far down on my list, this close to number one. It is the animated series Creature Commandos. Couple things that have me excited about this. First off, I didn't know anything about the characters when James Gunn announced them. It was the first thing that he announced, and I was just scratching my head. I'm like, who are the Creature Commandos? I have no idea. So I looked them up, and essentially what they are is a ragtag team of creatures during World War II fighting Nazis. Immediately sounds like something I will be into. Not only for that fact, but also the fact that the actors who voice them in animation will also appear as the characters in live action, which I think is very awesome. Down to the top two, and at two, I have a show called Lanterns. I cannot wait to see another live action adaptation of Green Lantern. It's a character that did not get the justice in the Ryan Reynolds film, and the fact that they've been so scared to show it again, just, it's heartbreaking to me, but James Gunn is going to deliver. He's going to give us Green Lantern, not just one Green Lantern, but two, with Hal Jordan and John Stewart, a character that people have been wanting to see from the comics in live action for a very long time. But of course, at number one is The Brave and the Bold. Batman is my favorite DC character, so the fact that this would be my number one was a no-brainer. I'm just so happy that we don't have to wait years to see a Batman with a Robin. The fact that it's going to be Damian Wayne's Robin has me excited, because that means that Dick Grayson and Jason Todd could be out there as their respected characters. And that just means we could be getting a Nightwing movie or show, which is honestly what I've been waiting for such a long time. I've been waiting to see the Bat family. And the fact that they're doing Brave and the Bold just means, you know, along with this Gods and Monsters chapter that they're doing, they can do comic accurate versions of both Bane and also Killer Croc. And there's my list for you. I would love to see your guys' list down in the comments below, whether it be a top 10 or maybe just a top 5. Either way, I would love to see what you're least and most excited for from these announcements. But do me a favor and leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I am on YouTube and Instagram at The Film Punch. I'm also on Instagram at The Film Sensei and Facebook at The Film Punch as well, if you want to follow those accounts. Not as active as I am on the other Instagram account and, of course, my YouTube channel, which I post, you know, at least maybe 4 times a week, 3 to 4 times. But lately, with, you know, how quickly I've been trying to get stuff out and how much stuff has been coming out and just me trying to do a bunch of stuff, you know, I've been covering a lot more, which is fun, but I don't think it's something that I can do consistently, like, every single week. So, like, for next week, for example, I don't really know how much I'll cover, but we shall see. I don't really know what movies are coming out next week. But the one thing I wanted to talk about at the end of this episode is, of course, the next 3 episodes of the podcast and what those will look like. so, yeah, essentially, the next 3 episodes will just be me talking about the podcast, the history of the podcast, what's coming next in the podcast, and just kind of talking about, you know, some of the fun things that I've done over the 3 years that I've done this, which is insane to say, but not quite 3 years yet, but almost. Excuse me. Yeah, definitely have a bit of a cold right now, so hoping that I can film, or not film, but record those episodes and get those out. So stay tuned for those. I'm going to end it here because I do have to record a review for tonight and save my voice. So thank you all for listening. You know, I'll explain a little bit more in the next one. So yeah, it'll make sense, but don't worry. Once again, see you in the next one.